Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913, 1914, page 412 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Some urine on her underclothes, and there were some dry blood splotches there. The right leg of the drawers were split with a knife or torn right up the seam. Her right eye was very dark, look ed, like it was hit before death because it was very much swollen. If it had been hit after death, there wouldn't have been any swelling. I found a wound 2¼ inches on the back of the head. It was made before death because it bled a great deal. The hair was matted with blood and was very dry. If it had been made after death, there would have been no blood there. There is no circulation after death. The skull wasn't crushed. The scalp was broken. The indication was that it was made before death. There was a sore over each eye about the size of a dime. I didn't notice any scratches on her nose. I can't state whether the defendant ever looked at the body or not. There was some discharge on her underclothes, which was very dry, and if she had been dead a short time, it would have been wet yet. Cross-examination. I judged the length of time the corpse had been dead by the rigor mortis. This is very indefinite at times. It begins before death. If she died of strangulation, I would expect rigor mortis to begin within an hour. I have never had any experience about a case of strangulation so as to determine when rigor mortis began and when it broke. There is no definiteness about how long a time rigor mortis lasts. I was over there on a call from Mr. Black to where the girl was. I took them back there, pulled a light in, pulled the sheet back, and moved the revolving table and walked out between them. Mr. Frank was near the right hand going in. Mr. Black was at the left. I took a gallon of blood from the little girl's body, enough to clear up the face and body. I injected 1 gallon of the formula into the corpse. Formaldehyde is a constituent part of the embalming fluid used. I prepared all the superficial parts of the body and cavity of the abdomen and of the body. I judged she died of strangulation because the rope was tight enough to choke her to death, and her tongue being 1¼ inches out of her mouth showed she died from strangulation. Redirect examination. I don't think the little girl lost much blood.